Soleimani was planning to carry out a series of imminent attacks against U.S. targets, including embassies and military bases. The charge came from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, though he gave few particulars. On the issue of whether Iran had purposely avoided killing Americans when its missiles struck two bases that housed U.S. forces in Iraq, Pompeo said, on the contrary, he believed Iran had the full intention of killing U.S. personnel in the attacks. The Secretary of State and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin also announced details on President Donald Trump's promised new economic sanctions on the Tehran regime. Iran today emphatically denied it was responsible for this week's crash of a Ukrainian airliner shortly after it took off from Tehran with the loss of 176 lives. It's believed in the West the aircraft was brought down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. We have a report from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Western leaders said the plane appeared to have been unintentionally hit by a surface-to-air missile near Tehran, just hours after Iran launched a series of ballistic missiles at two U.S. bases in Iraq to avenge the killing of its top general in an American airstrike last week. The head of Iran's National Aviation Department told the press conference he was certain the plane wasn't hit by a missile. The head of Iranian investigation team told the same press conference that recovering data from the black box flight recorders could take more than a month and that the entire investigation could stretch into next year. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Ukraine's foreign minister Vadim Pristaiko said a short time ago he wants the jetliner's black boxes examined in Ukraine, though he said Iran had begun downloading the flight recorder data. Pristaiko also said Iran had granted Ukrainian investigators access to the crash site. To stay up to date on all today's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq appears ready to move ahead with a plan to get U.S. troops out of the country. AP correspondent Mike Hampen has a report.
Iraqi Prime Minister